Top Loop Pitch Framework for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Lev 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Advanced Session. Raga Elements Energy. Let's go. All right, today we're building a repeatable system for that smoky warehouse top end. You know the vibe. Hats that feel slightly detuned, dusty, hypnotic, and blued to the groove. Not thin, not fizzy. More like the air in a room is moving, like a worn dubplate being rinsed through a big rig. And the key word is intentional. We're not randomly pitching hats and hoping it turns into old school. We're building a framework with three pitch tiers, an anchor pitch, micro drift, and macro moves. And we'll do it using Ableton Live 12 stock tools. Before we touch anything, set your context. Put your tempo in the 160 to 170 range. I like 165 for this kind of roller. Then pick a tonal center. Common dark DNB centers are F, F sharp, or G. Even though tops are mostly noise, pitching them relative to a root makes the whole track feel like it's sitting in the same universe as the bass and the stabs. It's subtle, but it's real. Quick pro move. Drop a reference jungle roller onto another track. Keep it muted if you want, but throw spectrum on it so you can check where their top energy and air sits when you need to calibrate your ears. Don't copy the sounds, copy the pressure. Now let's build the top loop source. You can start with a break like Amen. Think a patch or a top loop sample or even your own programmed hats bounce to Audito. If you want that old school accuracy, take a break, drag it into Audito, right click, and slice to new MIDI track by Transients. Now you've got a drum rack of slices. From that, we're going to extract a top loop. The idea is simple. Program a 1 or 2 bar MIDI pattern using mostly hat, ride, shaker, noisy slices. Avoid the heavy kick and snare slices. You're building the air engine, not the main drums. Alternatively, you can duplicate the break audio and EQ out the lows to isolate tops, but the sliced method gives you more control. Now the core architecture. Two layers. We're separating definition from vibe. Layer A is tick. Tick is the definition layer. This is the crisp rhythmic edge that makes the roll feel like it's pulling the tune forward. Tick should be stable. Tick should be punchy. Tick should not be seasick. On tick, start with a Q8. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz, and don't be afraid of a steep slope if your source has body you don't need. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10k. Just a little. Then drum bus. Drive around 2 to 6. Transients up. Like plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on the sample. Boom off. We don't want low build up in the tops. Then utility for width. Keep it controlled, like 80 to 120%. If you go super wide, it can feel impressive in stereo and disappear in mono later, so stay sensible. Layer B is smoke. This is where the warehouse lives. This is the wash, the dust, the room smear, the hypnotic haze, and this is the layer we're going to pitch. On smoke, start with auto filter in low pass mode. Cut off around 6 to 12k, and start lower than you think. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. If you want a little movement, add a tiny envelope amount, like plus 5 to 10, just to make hits breathe. Then saturator. Try analog clip or soft sign. Drive maybe 2 to 8 dB, and don't feel like you must run it 100% wet. A wet slash dry around 40 to 70% is often the sweet spot for smoke. After that, add echo. Time at 1/8 or 1/16. Dotted is great for RIDA spaces. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the echo so it's not dragging mud into the track. High pass around 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9k. Wet around 8 to 18%. We're not making a dub mix, we're just giving the hats a room tail that moves. Then reverb, room or plate, decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 400 to 800 Hz, high cut 6 to 10k, wet 5 to 15%, subtle, smoke, not cathedral. Now group both layers into a tops bus. This is important because we're going to do macro moves at the bus level, and we want one fader that feels like the room. Now we enter the main lesson. The pitch framework. Tier 1 is anchor pitch. This is a static tuning choice that sets the overall darkness and attitude. Here's the teacher note. Treat top loop pitch like a perceived brightness fader, not a tuning exercise. Hats are mostly noise, so pitching down is really steering where the grit sits, and how the wash reads against the room. Judge these moves at low monitoring level. If the mood changes quietly, it will translate loud. On smoke, you can do anchor pitch two ways. Option 1 is clip transpose. It's fast, classic, and it has that old-school warped audio vibe. Click the audio clip, go to clip view, and transpose down somewhere between -1 and -5 semitones. Then choose warp mode. For smoke, Complex Pro can actually be a feature, not a bug. It smears and phases in a way that reads like warehouse air. If you use Formance, keep it subtle, like 0 down to minus 20. Too much and it gets plasticky. Option 2 is shifter in pitch mode. More controllable, and you can modulate it cleanly. Start with coarse around minus 2 semitones. Fine around minus 5 to minus 20 cents if you want it slightly worn. If the material is stereo, try wide. If you want it more centered and heavy, try mono. How do you choose the anchor? If your track is F sharp minor, for example, test a small palette, 0, minus 2, minus 3, minus 5. Your job is to find the point where the top end stops sounding happy and starts sounding industrial and dubby. And once you find the winners, don't keep hunting. Make it a constraint. Pick 3 or 4 approved course values for the whole project. That's how it feels intentional instead of random. Tier 2 is micro drift. This is the breathing smoke. This is the movement you feel more than you hear. If you're using shifter on smoke, assign lives LFO to shifter fine. Go slow. Rate around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. Amount small, plus or minus 5 to plus or minus 15 cents. Waveform sign for smooth or random sample and hold if you want that unstable tape-ish attitude. But here's the rule. If you can clearly hear the pitch wobbling, it's too much. You want air shifting, not cats. Then add a second LFO to auto-filter cutoff on smoke. Rate around 0.07 to 0.2 Hz. Tiny amount, just enough to shimmer. Combined with a pitch drift, it gives that living room in the warehouse feeling, like the space is breathing with the groove. Extra coaching. Separate pitch movement from time movement. If your hats start feeling late or early after warping, don't try to fix that with swing first. Fix it at the source. Print a tick layer that is warp safe and transient tight, and only allow smear heavy warp modes on smoke. And if you warp smoke, be gentle with warp markers. Put one stable marker at the start of the phrase, and avoid peppering markers everywhere. That's where the flutter comes from. Tier 3 is macro moves. This is where you turn the pitch framework into an arrangement weapon. Classic jungle isn't static. Every 8 or 16 bars, something switches. Not always a new drum hit. Sometimes it's the air. On the top's bus, add a shifter, or automate per clip section. But the bus approach is clean for big moves. Here's a simple plan that works constantly. Drop section. Anchor at minus 2 semitones. 16 bars later for variation. Minus 3 semitones. Darker and heavier. Pre-drop or breakdown. Go back to 0 or minus 1. Brighter equals lift. Last 16. Minus 5 semitones plus more filter, and suddenly you're in late night basement territory. When you automate coarse pitch changes, do it on bar lines. If you hear clicks or weird artifacts, don't force it. Crossfade it. The slick method is the dual anchor crossfade. Duplicate the smoke chain into smoke A and smoke B inside an audio effect rack. Set smoke A coarse to minus 2, smoke B to minus 5. Map a macro to crossfade their chain volumes. Then automate the macro over one or two beats. Set the switch. It feels like a DJ move instead of a pitch jump. Now, let's make it sit with ragga elements, because this is where a lot of people ruin the mix. Ragga vocals and toasts often live in that 1 to 5K range for intelligibility. And your tops can mask that instantly. On the top's bus, at EQ 8, do a gentle bell dip around 2.5 to 4.5K, minus 1 to minus 3 dB, Q around 1, just enough to stop the hats from sitting on the consonants. Then add glue, compressor or glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release auto and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This isn't for pumping, it's for making tick and smoke feel like one instrument, optional but powerful. Sidechain smoke from the vocal bus. Put a compressor on smoke, sidechain input vocal bus, and duck 1 to 2 dB when the vocal hits. That gives clarity without turning hats down. It also creates that live sound system etiquette. The MC speaks, the room steps back. If you want an even sharper method than a broad dip, try the resonant air notch trick. Instead of a wide mid-cut, make a narrow bell cut around the vocal's consonant bite, often somewhere between 3 and 6K depending on the voice. Then after saturation, add a gentle high shelf to restore air. You carve space precisely without dulling the entire top end. Next, groove integrity. Pitching and warping can mess with the feel. Your roll has to stay rolling. Use groove pool if you're in MIDI. Try something like MPC 16 swing 54 to 58, but keep the timing amount low, like 10 to 25%. Just a touch. If your audio feels late because of warping, keep taking Beats Warp mode for transient snap, and keep Complex Pro mainly for smoke. Remember the separation. Tick is timekeeper, smoke is atmosphere. Now let's do an old school switch arrangement using this pitch framework. Here's a 64-bar plan you can copy. Bars 1 to 16, intro, tick only, pitch at 0, filter slightly closed, tight and TJ friendly. Bars 17 to 33, drop A, add smoke at minus 2, micro drift on. Now the room appears. Bars 33 to 49, drop a variation, move smoke to minus 3, bump echo wet by about 3%. Small change, big perception. Bars 49 to 57, mini break, pull smoke out, open tech brightness slightly, give the listener air. Bars 57 to 65, drop B, smoke at minus 5, lower the low pass cutoff, heavier atmosphere, basement mode. And here's a spicy arrangement upgrade. Do 8-bar pressure ramps over bars 5 to 8 of any 8-bar block. Slowly reduce smoke wet effects and slightly open the filter. Then at bar 1 of the next phrase, slam back darker and wetter. Tension and release without adding extra percussion. Another one. The pre-drop air vacuum. Last half bar before the drop, kill smoke entirely or fade it near zero. Leave tech dry and narrow. When the drop hits and smoke returns, it feels like the room suddenly exists. That's a proper warehouse door opens moment. Now, common mistakes to dodge.